Hi, welcome to the special episode of the B4B podcast recorded in Stoke, May 2013, where you will listen to Marcus Clowes, Regional Director for North Staffordshire, giving some training to B4B members on how to get the most out of their 60-second elevator pitches. Enjoy, and we look forward to your feedback on this podcast.
Okay.
Speak loudly.
Right. So, I feel nervous now. I'm getting recorded. There's evidence of what I say. Okay. So, you deliver your presentation to the people in the room, and I used to deliver my presentation to the people in the room, and I use terminology like you. And when I say the word you, what do you think?
Me.
You think me. That's exactly the answer. You think me. If I say to you, who do you know? Now what do you think?
Who do I know?
Yeah.
Who do I know? But do you also include yourself?
Yes.
Yeah. If you only take that one thing away from today, it's like gold dust. It made a massive, massive difference to me and the other people that piece of information was shared with. So the first place that I think we should start with regards to constructing the 60-second presentation is, who is the audience and what are we wanting the audience to do? And I've just given away the second thing I want to talk about, and it's been mentioned a couple of times already, and it's about action. We want the other people in the room to take action outside of this room based on the information that we give them. So if you say you and deliver what I would call a sales pitch to the people in the room about you, your products, your services, and how great you are, the audience that you're talking to is the people sat around the table. If you change the terminology along the lines of who do you know, what happens?
You're talking to their contacts.
Mm-hmm. You are placing in their mind the seed that you want to be introduced to their contacts. And by being introduced to their contacts, how we're going to do this exercise, we can have a rough idea of what significant difference that makes. So I'm just going to use a round number. So if there's 20 people in this room, there isn't, but let's say there was just for the purpose of the maths, how many relationships are there?
Well, let's say each contact's got 250.
No, sorry, before that, we'll come back to that in a second, Jason. So with regard to doing the first bit first, the people who are sat inside the room, if there's 20 people in the room, how many contacts are there?
19.
I know Alida knows because she's seen me do this exercise before. So we'll come back to you in a second. How many?
19.
Any advances on 19? Anybody else? The answer is none. Why is that? Because you've got to create the relationships. Just because you're sat in the room doesn't mean that you've got relationships with people. So it was a trick question. Okay. Yeah. So what we're going to talk about, is the reason to doing that wasn't just to trick everybody, because it's important. I'm going to show you an equation in a minute so you can work this out for yourself. Don't expect you to be interested in the equation, just so you know that, how it's worked out. The opportunities for relationships, the clue's in the title, you've got to create the relationships, therefore that's why it's called a relationship opportunity. So with regards to relationship opportunities, this is how you work it out. There's 20 people in the room, you times it by the same number, which becomes n squared. Okay, so 20 people in the room having relationships with 20 other people is the first part of it, but actually there is an argument against what I'm just about to say, but you can't have a relationship with yourself. So you have to minus the 20 relationships you can't have with yourself equals R, and the R is potential relationships. Okay? So in this example, 20 times 20 is what?
400.
Minus the 20 relationships you can't have with yourself is 380. So 380 relationships that you can create within the room. And you have to create them, take action to create those relationships. Okay. Now getting to Jason's point, Who uses LinkedIn? Just ask for a show of hands. Okay, everybody. Just do the same thing again. Just want to get to try and judge how many contacts people have got on LinkedIn. So if I start at 50 or less, put your hand in the air. 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900, 1,000. Anybody not put their hand up other than me or Stuart? Anybody else? Stuart, how many?
As of last night, 1,246.
Okay, so Stuart's got 1,246 and I've got 2,700. So an average of what we just said in the room there, I think, was about 400. Is that fair? Okay. So if we think about this about inside the room and then think about it outside of the room, i.e. what you've already told me, giving yourself the opportunity to be introduced to all those contacts, if we use that low number of 400, 380 times 400... what does that come to?
152,000.
So what we do just by changing that one thing is change the opportunities for introductions. So from the potential relationships, we can create 152,000. Opportunities for introductions. Does that make sense? Okay. So here's the crux of it with regards to the rest of what we're going to do with the 15 minutes we've got left. So what do we need to say within the 60-second presentations in order to make this happen? And there's no trick questions in this, and some of it's really obvious, but let's run through it anyway. So what's the first thing people need to know?
What you think.
Who you are, this comes first, I think. Oh, what am I doing? Who you are. What else?
Who you help.
Who you help. I'm not going to write, these might not be in the right order, I'll just write them down as they come out. Who you help. Somebody said what you do. Okay.
What thing we should say.
Okay. Anything else? I'm going to add one. Be memorable.
Be specific.
Glad that came out. Mm-hmm. If they've got to embarrass themselves by coming and ask you who you are, they won't do it.
I think that be specific one is massive.
Yeah.
I think we've all seen it. People stand up, do their 60 seconds, sit down, and we're like, what did they do?
I still don't know what you do. They give you... an example, and I sort of touched on some of these bits when I stood up this morning, and I'm going to exaggerate it, but let's pick an example of somebody in the room. Let's use a first aid instructor. So my name's Marcos, I'm a first aid instructor. You all know who I am, and everybody knows what a first aid instructor does. So when you come across somebody that needs a first aid instructor, just tell them to give me a call. Now, when he says everybody knows what a first aid instructor does, what do you think? But what do you think one thing, but what do you do?
Nothing.
You do nothing, or you go, don't you? Makes him feel comfortable because you've gone, yeah, I know what a first aid instructor does. A lawyer, lawyers do this all the time. I'm a lawyer, everybody knows what a lawyer does. Everybody's got their own perception of what a lawyer does, so everybody nods. One person might be thinking conveyancing, one person might be thinking family law, one person might be thinking shipping, one person might be thinking of something else. But we all just nod because we've got our own perception of what that is. So if they don't tell us, then don't expect us to know and don't expect us to find any work for you. Okay. So with regard to this bit, I'm just going to pick on a few bits that I think are really important. I would highly suggest that you write all these things down. Before I go any further, of this list, can anybody honestly say that they cover all these in their current 60-second presentation?
I can get them all in.
We'll come to that. It comes back to what I was just saying. Yeah. Pick out, and we're going to do some of this now, because I'm conscious of the time. Pick out the things that you think are really important in order for you to get the result that you're looking to achieve from that first list that we talked about at the beginning of today. Okay, so who you are, that's dead straightforward. I'm not going to go through that. Who are you? Who do you help? Who do you currently help tells people or will assist people in their mind to think, who do I know that's like them that I can introduce you to? So, for example, last week, somebody told me that they were helping, or I heard in the 60-second presentation, they were helping engineering companies. And they were naming engineering companies they currently help. Now, I've got other engineering companies as friends and clients and whatever else. Because he'd said engineering companies, I made that connection for the fact that I needed to talk to him about what's already down here, what I needed to say when I was talking to engineering companies in order to introduce his business. We're going to put some people on the spot now. Mike, what do you do?
Ensure that people comply with health and safety first aid legislation.
He's good at this. What do most people say when they say, what do you do?
Job title.
They give you a job title. I'm a first aid instructor. I'm a lawyer. I'm this. You know, I'm the captain of the Starship Enterprise. It doesn't achieve a thing.
You can tie those two together. Who you help and what you do. Be tied together in terms of, in fact, don't answer what you do, answer who you help.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So yeah, absolutely, those two. What you do is, you know, again, the clue's in the question. Tell people what it is, what the problem is you solve. So somebody said, and it happens in almost every conversation I have.
98% of conversations with a stranger, apparently.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to be at Chester Races this afternoon in corporate hospitality. I might even do this exercise just to see what it's like. Keep, you know, 5 bar gates of how many conversations I have with people that I don't know who say, hi, I'm blah. I say, hi, I'm blah. And the next question they say to me, so what do you do? And I can say, I'm an idiot. I can say, you know, I'm a regional director. I can say whatever. Or I can give him an answer, which is, what problem do I solve that he or somebody he knows may be interested in? And Mike just gave us a great example of how that works. Under normal circumstances, when you say, what do you do, and you say, I'm a blah, what do people normally say? I'm not talking about people who are practised in doing this. People who are not practised in doing this, what do they normally do then?
They
tell you what they do. They tell you what they do, or they go, right. Right. Nice volivants or whatever, you know, change the subject to something else.
Conversation's over.
If you give an answer that makes that person want to ask you further questions, guess what's just happened?
Yeah,
you created a conversation, but it's not you talking, it's them talking. And the more they say, the closer you get into a personal introduction to somebody they know that needs your products or services. I'll leave that for now. Why choose you or use you? I'm not going to go into that in any detail, but it's really critical. Think about why your existing customers choose you over and above the other people out there that do the same or similar to you. I'm really passionate about this next bit, which is make it as easy for me as you possibly can for me to find some business for you. Because I love finding new business. But don't make it hard for me. Don't tell me that you're a lawyer and don't give me a bloody clue how to find you a piece of business. Tell me what to look for. Tell me what to listen for. And when I hear or say those things, tell me exactly what it is that you want me to say in order to introduce you. Now, I can't tell you what that is for your business, but what I can tell you is this one thing that I would stress is vitally important difference that it makes. If in that bit you say, if you see this and hear this, say this, and you say something like, pass them their business card and ask them to give me a call, how likely is that to happen?
Not.
It's not.
And even if it does, when you get the call, you're not prepared for it.
Absolutely. Just by simply turning that the other way around, here's that person's business card, can I get your permission for them to call you? I know the answer to this question because I'm sad enough to have done the maths. How much more likely are you to, one, make that introduction, and two, get that business?
90%, at least.
You are seven times more likely to receive that interaction and therefore that business opportunity by doing it that way around than you are the other. Just by doing that one slight little tweak. And for those, I know some of you know this already, much to some people's disdain, I don't use business cards, and that's why. I do not want people handing out my business card and saying, why didn't you give this guy a call? Because it's a waste of time. Okay? Be memorable. Now, what makes things memorable? Now, there's one of these that we can't use. Well, depends who you are, but let's talk about them. What makes things memorable? Psychologists say there's basically three things that make things memorable. What are they?
Something funny.
Something funny?
Something visual.
Sort of visual. Any others?
Prop. Some sort of... along the visual lines, but...
Yeah. They're connected together. We'll come back to that in a second. Anything else?
Something different. You do something different from your competitors.
I'm going to write it as unusual. So different from the norm.
Something emotive.
And the last one of the basic list is that. Something to do with sex or sexiness. Now, this probably isn't appropriate in this environment, but psychologists say that they are the things that people are most likely to remember. In terms of what we do inside of B4B, making it visual and props and making things memorable that way, that works equally as well. Getting very close to time now. We're just going to focus on a couple of things here. Tagline is very important for your business, but we're not going to talk about that today. You'll think about a good tagline for yourself. We've talked about that, so we'll talk about being specific and the call to action. The call to action goes along with what you say. Very, very important that you include what you want people to do in your 60 seconds. And the last thing I want to cover is this one, and it's probably the most important point. I wish I had a pound for everybody that said to me, my business is good for everybody, so I can't be specific. That is rubbish. Absolute rubbish. Of course, there's lots of us with businesses that could be an opportunity for everybody. But if you say anybody and everybody and it's for all and any of those things, the referrals you will get is that. None.
I just want to hand them the yellow pages and say, there we are. Ring,
yeah,
tick,
ring
start
around.
Start from hard work cleaning.
Yeah. Being specific. Again, just another tip from, if you do this between this meeting and next meeting, it won't take very long. Do this just so that you can see the difference it will make to the amount of business that you get. Go out of this room and decide on three things. You might, and please write this down because it will massively help you. It's called bread and butter, cream, and dream. And all you need to write next to those words is the name of a company that you would like to work with that's sort of like your day-to-day bread and butter type of work. Cream, a customer that you would really, really like to work with because that would be worth more to you and your business. And dream, maybe obvious, who is that company that you'd really, really, really love and go the extra mile to work with. Write down the names of those companies, go to the internet, find the name of the person that you'd like to talk to, and in your next 60-second presentation, say the names of those three companies and the names of the individuals you want to talk to and see what happens. And it doesn't matter whether they're in Stoke or whether they're in Timbuktu. Just try it. It will change everything. Okay. Has this morning been a good use of your time with regards to 60 seconds? Has everybody got what they need and got some thought processes going on in the mind about stuff that you can put into your 60 seconds that's going to help you get to those returns on investment that you talked about before? Okay. I think, and I hope you think the same, and you can feed back to me separately because I'm conscious that we need to finish now. It's 9:30. These numbers are easy, easy, easy to achieve numbers. This number and 50,000, just easy. If you do those things we've just talked about right, you'll get those numbers. And if you don't, or you're struggling to achieve those numbers, talk to me. Because the things that I've just told you, and this is not a boast, but just to tell you what I've been able to achieve as a member, and the reason that I'm so passionate about this, being involved in this type of organisation and doing those things that that you've told me we ought to do here today, I've been doing those things. When I was a member, I was generating £3 million a year in revenue for the company that I was working for, and all I was doing was that. I never, ever had to make a cold call to anybody. I got introduced to everybody that I wanted to know. And I'll give you a local example just to finish off about being specific here. I said I wanted an introduction to a guy called Andrew Krawiecki at Bostick in Stafford. I got that introduction the same day. There was a tender process that was supposed to have gone through for a piece of transport business that they awarded to me purely because I got introduced to him by somebody in Stoke. And that piece of business was worth £3 million a year on a 4-year contract. £12 million just by saying the name of a person and the name of the company that I wanted to work with. I personally know you're absolutely nailed on that this works. If you put that into place for yourself, it'll work for you. Thanks very much for listening this morning. I hope that's been of use to you.
That was a special episode of the B4B podcast, recorded in Stoke, May 2013. Thank you for listening. Look out for more episodes of the podcast coming soon. Goodbye.